YouTube deletes videos of Senate hearing from Senator Ron Johnson's channel. By Alam Bokhari on January 28, 2021. Google-owned YouTube took down several videos from the channel of Senator Ron Johnson, RY. The videos were from a Senate hearing on coronavirus treatments, featuring a doctor testifying about the use of the medicine ivermectin in cases of the Chinese virus. In public comments, Senator Johnson said YouTube's decision to take down videos of the hearing was an attack on freedom of speech. Google's YouTube removed two videos of doctors testifying under oath at my U.S. Senate hearing on early treatment of COVID, reported the senator on Twitter. Another body blow to freedom of speech and expression. Very sad and scary. Where does this end? Apparently, the doctors at Google know more about practicing medicine than heroic doctors who have the courage and compassion to actually treat COVID patients and save lives, continued Senator Johnson. In a message sent to managers of Senator Johnson's channel, YouTube said the videos of the hearing violated its policies on COVID-19. YouTube doesn't allow claims that contradicts local health authorities' medical information about COVID-19, to include guidance on treatment, prevention or transmission guidance, said the Google-owned platform. In comments to Breitbart News, Ben Vogel, communications director for Senator Johnson, condemned YouTube's decision, who pointed out that videos of the same Senate testimony were still up on YouTube accounts of mainstream media publications. Bottom line, it's an example of big tech singling out conservative voices to silence them. For proof, the same testimony is still up on Bloomberg News YouTube page, said Vogel. Also, this comes just a couple days after the NIH said there was insufficient evidence to recommend against the use of ivermectin to combat COVID-19. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.